Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Career Confidence Podcast with myself, Georgie Hubbard. And today it is just me, and I'm going to be doing a little solo cast on something that I think that this time of year people are struggling with. I know it's something that myself definitely struggled with for many years, still do a bit if I'm honest, and that is really how to ease back in after a nice break back into quote unquote work mode. So I'm in Australia, I live in Australia, and January typically for myself, for my business and any sort of, I guess, corporate job is typically slower. Beautifully in Australia, it's a very slow month. People take a lot of time off to be with their family. We have a lot of bank holidays. Obviously there's Christmas, there's New Year, there's Australia Day. And then there's the tennis that goes on in Melbourne as well, which where I'm living. So it is a very slower month. So a lot of people take this time off, and I know I certainly did. Gratefully, I went over to Tasmania. I took the van, Eddie the van. If you've not listened to any of my other podcasts, you won't know that myself, my husband actually did a van up, a sprinter van up over a year ago now. So we go on our little trips and stuff, which is really amazing and very grateful that we get to do that. But we took him over to Tasmania and we did a big sort of tour of Taz for 2 weeks. It was absolutely incredible. If you haven't been to Tasmania, I highly recommend it. Amazing scenery, great wine, amazing food. We went to Cradle Mountain, then we popped down to Strawn, and then we went over to Lake St. Clair, into Hobart, up to Wineglass Bay, the Bay of Fires, and then finished in Bridport and then home across on the Spirit of Taz, which if you're going to go on the Spirit of Taz, by the way, please take sickness tablets because it's one of the roughest seas I have ever experienced. And I'm so glad I took a sickness tablet. Otherwise, I don't think I'd enjoyed that journey. But point being is that I've had an amazing month off. And today, I'm recording this on Monday, it's kind of, I guess, my first official week back. I've been sort of doing bits and bobs, sort of like, you know, in and out, but obviously with the bank holidays and things in between, it does make it a little bit challenging to really sort of get sort of back into any sort of routine. So I feel like this week for me is my first sort of week officially back in the business and at work. And what I've done in the past, I've made a lot of mistakes when it comes from going from vacation and holiday mode, trying to get back into it, back into work mode. And I've not given myself enough grace, and I've tried to go from 0 to 100. And in doing so, made a few mistakes, felt exhausted. And then all of the, I guess, the nice relaxation and recharge that I did on holiday gets very quickly undone, and I'm left feeling really overwhelmed, anxious, and with a massive long to-do list. So I thought that this episode today, I would share a few mistakes that I've personally made in the past, and now what I like to do instead, which is a lot more of a healthier, more productive way of coming back into work with a very, very good mindset, as opposed to just coming in trying to go from 0 to 100. And I think, like, on that note as well, it's like, it is just remembering that we are human beings, okay? We're not robots, and we're not designed to, you know, sort of, I guess, work 12-hour days, no breaks. It's like our brains actually do need a break. So that's the first thing that I would say is when I would come back after a holiday, I would just expect myself and my brain and my mind just to click back, and everything just sort of, you know, I'd be working at the same intensity as I was when I was, you know, before a holiday. And the reality is it just doesn't really work like that. Well, it doesn't for me anyway. So what I like to do when I'm sort of coming back off a holiday is just really sit down with my journal and think about what do I want to achieve this quarter? So I like to work in quarters. I find like they work really well for me. I find like a month is too short, a year is too long. So I really sort of think I break the year down into quarters. So when I'm coming back from a holiday, especially in January, I think to myself, okay, where do I want to go? What's the plan? What's the goal? And what do I need to do in order to get there? And breaking it down like this makes it feel far less overwhelming, far less unachievable. So once I've kind of got my plan, once I sort of think, okay, this is what I'd love to achieve for the quarter. These are my intentions. Okay, now where are the priorities? Where is time best spent? Because I think what used to happen in the past is that I would write a massive long to-do list. I wouldn't prioritize. I would just literally just start from the top and work my way down. Tick, 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 tick. Get that sense of achievement and dopamine when I tick something off. But if I'm really honest with myself, I was basically a busy fool when I was just actually adding things on my to-do list just so I could tick it off and feel that sense of achievement, which is absolutely bonkers, I know, but that's just what I used to do. Maybe you can relate, I don't know, but that's something that I used to do. Anyway, so now I think to myself, okay, I've got my goal, got my plan. Where are the key tasks? What do I need to focus on? And then I schedule it in because, again, what doesn't get scheduled doesn't get done. I know I've said that before in the podcast, into my diary, into my week. So I know that's when I'm going to complete that task. So for example, Mondays for me, I like to sort of take the mornings to sort of really sort of, do sort of more admin-y work. So sort of, you know, go through my emails, what have I missed, you know, what sort of needs to get done. So Monday sort of morning would be spent sort of like making sure that I'm on top of all of my emails and see if anything's come through over the weekend. Once I've done that, then it really sort of moves on to the podcast. So Monday I actually dedicate to the podcast for most of the day. And I wanted to sit down today and record this episode. So I made sure that it was in the diary, it was scheduled in, so nobody could book anything in that time frame. And I knew, okay, George, you've set that intention. That's when you got to sit down and record that podcast. So I think scheduling things in is really, really important. Once you've got your list of important and urgent tasks, when are you going to get those things done? Because I think that especially when you're working in perhaps a busy office or you're working from home and there's a few distractions going on, if you don't put it in the diary, it generally isn't really going to get done, or you'll be like, oh, I'll button that down to the lower half of the day. And then it's 4 o'clock, you're exhausted and you go, oh, I'll leave that for tomorrow. And that's how things build up. That's how we get overwhelmed, because then we get to Friday and we go, damn, I've still not actually done that thing that I said I wanted to do. So it is being quite disciplined. It is being quite strict with yourself. And it is really seeking a lot of clarity on, okay, why is this the most important task? And when am I going to get it done? So that's really the first thing. Instead of sort of going and adding loads of things to a to-do list and ticking them all off, what's the highest priority? What's the lowest priority? And obviously, sounds so obvious, but for whatever reason, we don't tend to do it, because I think when you come back from a vacation as well, you want to kind of go in with the easy task first, but just going in and trying to get the most urgent, important task first, you'll instantly feel that sense of achievement. And then guess what? If you then don't manage to get through your whole of your to-do list for that first week back, it's not the end of the world, because you have achieved the most important urgent things first. So coming back with a plan. And if you're sat there now and you're feeling, oh, I don't really feel like I've got a plan, we'll take 10, 15, 30 minutes, however long you need, to really think about, what do I really want to achieve this quarter or over the next 6 months or over the next year? And what does that look like? And then making sure that you're prioritizing those key tasks into your diary, because those small steps will add up into your end goal. So that's key. So when we're coming back from a nice long break, which we all deserve, making sure we've got a plan in place, we know what we're doing, we've got our most urgent and important tasks mapped out, we schedule them in. Perfect way to start the new year and the new week of work. So, second thing that I used to do is literally dive in and just try and do everything all at once, and also put so much pressure on myself of like, you know, why am I making mistakes? Why aren't I getting this? Why, you know, just constantly like beating myself up and criticizing myself if things weren't, if I wasn't as efficient as what I had been before a break. So go easy on yourself. Be kind to yourself. This is something that I need to work on. I am my own biggest critic. I've got a lot better over the years, but I still find myself picking on my weaknesses and not focusing enough on my strengths. So making sure that you are sort of easing yourself in. And when you're easing yourself in, scheduling those breaks, do not work through your lunch break. Do not just think that you can sit from 9 till 5 or whatever your working hours are without a break, without some time to walk around the block, have a lunch break. It is really important to take those breaks. And I know I personally do that a lot. In between tasks, once I've got my schedule all booked in, I will then sort of go, okay, I'm going to take a 15-minute break then, a 15-minute break then, 30 minutes for lunch or whatever I want the day to look like. And I will make sure I do take those breaks. Stand up, walk around, reset, refresh, because I just cannot sit at my desk all day. I don't find I'm productive. I end up just staring at the screen. You know, who's done this? You're sort of halfway through an email and you just sort of find yourself staring into space, or you don't know, like, what am I saying again? They're the moments that you actually need to take a step away, go for a walk, go and get some water, go and get a coffee, go and get a tea, whatever you need to do, come back. And you'll find actually when you come back and then re-look at the email, oh God, look at all those spelling mistakes, look what's about to send. And you're a lot more sort of re-energized and ready to just get the email written and sent. But look, I think honestly, the habit I used to have was trying to come back and trying to just get straight back into it. And personally, it just doesn't work for me. I don't know how you feel about this, but being kind to yourself after a break, you're not going to be as efficient as what you were before you finished. And that's okay. And hey, if you are, good for you, but it doesn't work for me. I mean, I think I had to re-enter my password about 10 times before I remembered it this morning. So go easy on yourself if you are sort of finding that this week or whenever you started work, you're sort of not as on the ball. That's okay. You know, you're a human being, and go easy on yourself. And I guess the final piece, once you sort of got your plan, you scheduled it in, you know when you're taking your breaks, is just to remember to also have fun. Like, just because the vacation's over, just because the holiday's over, work doesn't need to be so serious. And this is something that I am working on. And look, in the past, I've always been pretty ambitious and career driven. And when I'm on holiday, I can play. And when I'm in work, I work. And what I'm really learning to do in my weeks, in my days, is just remembering just to pause and notice things that are going really well, or just not taking things so seriously. Like, work, yes, it is a big part of our life and it's an important part of our life, but it's not our whole life. It shouldn't be our whole identity. And if you find yourself, like, you know, all relaxed and, I don't know, sort of feeling really good on your vacation, you come back to work and all of a sudden, like, you're switching into this serious mode, like, just be aware of that. Be aware of how your energy shifts throughout the day. Because as soon as I sort of go, right, I'm in work mode now, this is serious, the fun goes out of it. I don't feel as energized. I don't feel as motivated. So I'm really leaning in 2024 of how can I bring more joy into my day? How can I bring more fun into these tasks? And when I have that mentality, for me personally, I am far more productive because I'm happier. So when I'm in a happier mood, I'm in a better mindset. And I actually feel like I get things done with ease as opposed to constant friction. I'm also a lot more of a nicer person to be around. So I'm more fun around my team. I'm more fun around my business partner, Pam. I'm better interacting with clients and candidates. So I'm really working on this year of trying to see work and play and see them not as separate things, or I play when I'm on vacation, I work when I'm at work. No, I want to bring this softer side of me into work, this fun, this bit more, I guess, you know, lighter side of me into my work this year. So that's been a bit of a realization for me when I've been taking this break of, like, you know, I don't need to be so serious every single day when I'm coming back into work, and I can bring this sense of joy and fun into my working days. So just be aware if you catch yourself sort of, I don't know, sort of going off in sort of these darker thoughts and, oh, work tomorrow. Okay. Well, what would a fun day at work look like? How would I show up differently if I came from this mentality of play as opposed to work? How could I react better with my coworkers? How would I be a better leader? How would I be a better boss? So for me personally, that's what I'm going to be working on for 2024, trying to bring more play into my working week. But look, ultimately, it is coming to the end of January now, and I am excited for 2024. I don't think this year is going to be necessarily any easier. I still think there's going to be a lot of challenges that we're going to be coming up against in our lives, in our career. Obviously, cost of living crisis, all of that is still very much upon us. But again, I always come back to, what are the things that I can control? And if I can't control something, it's just not coming into my world. It's not coming into my mind. And I just really just try and just push it to one side. Where is my focus going to be this year? It is going to be on the things that I can control. And I can control a lot. I can control how I show up. I can control what time I wake up. I can control what time I go to bed. I control what I eat. I can control how much I move. I can control when I set my intentions. So this year as well is going to be definitely the year of what is in my circle of influence, what is in my control. And that's really where I'm going to place my energy, because I think that we're so big to focus on time management, but I don't think we're as big when it comes to energy management. And that again is going to be a key focus for me in 2024. Where am I placing my energy? When do I feel am I most energetic? When do I not feel as focused? When am I feeling more distracted? When am I feeling more motivated? And you're not always going to feel as motivated or energized as you are other times. And that is okay. You know, you're a human being, you're multidimensional, you've got multiple emotions going through you. Sometimes the month's going to be different to other times of the month. And it's just honoring that. But I do think that this year, controlling what we can control and focusing on where we're sort of placing our energy, where we're placing our focus, is going to be really, really key. But look, brand new year, we're into January now, we're coming into February very soon. So if you feel like you've started off the year and, you know, perhaps your habits are slipping, or you're not sort of feeling as focused, or you're not sort of bringing your best self to work, just remember, every day is a brand new day. You get to decide how you show up every single day. And if this is your first week back at work, go easy on yourself. You're not going to come back and be as probably productive and as switched on as you were coming to the end of the year. And that is okay. But come back in with ease. Don't put too much pressure on yourself. Have a clear plan. Schedule in the most important things first. And don't keep on adding things in your to-do list just so you feel like you've had a productive week. But that is today's episode. I hope that you enjoyed it. And if there's anything else that you want me to speak about, any topics, anything that you're struggling with right now, anything that you would like my thoughts or views on, please reach out to me. I absolutely love hearing from you. And I really hope that you have an amazing first week. If this is your first week back at work, go easy on yourself, and I'll speak to you again soon. Take care. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. If you've got this far, that honestly means the world to me and lets me know that you've got a lot of value from today's episode. So if I could just ask you to do one thing, pull out your phone and please leave a quick review. It honestly would mean the world to me. It will help this podcast grow and get our message out there to more people. So if you could do that for me, that would be amazing. And please reach out and just let me know what you want to hear more about, what you're interested in. It will just also help me make sure that I'm continuing to speak to topics that are relevant, and also find guests that are real true experts in what you want to know more about. So have an amazing day. Thank you so much for doing that. And I can't wait to share the next episode with you. Thank you.